Yerushalmi Kilayim corresponding to Bavli Menachos Daf Sadi Zayin. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Habaasim v'habaldasim v'hadalmentikion v'manalis hapinun lo yilbushem ad sheyivdik. Thin and thick blankets made from wool, tights and shoes made from scraps of wool may not be worn until they're checked for any linen content. Rabbi Yosi Omer should say haboim mechof hayam v'midas hayam einan sichem b'dikem b'nei sheches kosem v'kanabus Uminal shel zero, it should say, ein boy mishum kilayim. Rabbi Yosi says that those coming from the coast and from overseas don't need to be checked, as they can assume to be made from canvas. A wool-lined boot does not have a prohibition of shatness, as linen is not used. And the Gemara says, Haborsin means boya, Habadasim dilma, Hadalmatikain, Kovlin, Umaafurin, Uminalisapinoin, Daldasim. The Gemara says that borosin are thin blankets known as bari. Badasim are thick blankets which are known as Dilma, the Amatikioin are tights and they are known as Kovlin and Ma'aforin, and Minalios Hapinoin, which is shoes and scraps of wool, are known as Daudasin. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Afa Boim, Mechof Hayam, or Milesayam, Ma'achof Hayam, Milesayam, or Mechof Hayam, Shibi Milesayam. The Gemara asked, the Mishnah taught that Rabbi Yosi said that those coming from the coast and or from overseas do not need to be checked. Does this mean from the coast and from overseas, or from the coast overseas? Madatani Kagoin Sur Vahavisa, Kisan Vahavisa, Hada Amra, Mechefayam, Shibbe Minasayam. And the Gemara answers, from the Brisa that teaches, for example, from Sur and its neighbours, and from Kisan and its neighbours, this shows that it means specifically from the coast overseas. Einan Sicha Vedika, Hada Tame of Roshona, Shle Haisa Pishtan, Mitsuya, Bechomokim, and Valachshav, Shapishtan, Mitsuya, Bechomokim, Sichin Vedika. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yosi taught that they don't need to be checked. This applies in earlier times when linen wasn't common in all places, but now that it is, they must all be checked. Min al shazarav is asurin de zarbin imra min goy kadod rabbi zeira mefaked rabbi abba bar zavina vayeme lebar rishoin de la yachut le mesani vechitan elabutsua. Rabbi Yosi also taught that a wool-lined boot does not have a prohibition of sharpness. In some places, they do line it with wool and stitch it with linen. It's like the story of Rabbi Zeira, who instructed Rabbi Abba Bar Zavina to instruct Bar Rishon, the shoemaker, not to stitch his shoes with linen, but rather to use leather straps. Moidub Zeira Bahen de Asar Piski de Amar al de Kitan de Hushari de Hu Shanatz Garme de Hi Nachtela. But Rabbi Zeira agreed that one may use a wool belt on a linen garment, since it's possible to remove the garment without taking off the belt. And Chazal prohibited wearing wool on top of linen, or vice versa, when it's impossible to remove the lower garment without fully removing the upper one. V'on kami Rabbi La, ma'u michut mesane bechitan. The question was asked to Rabbi La, is it permitted to stitch a wool-lined shoe with linen? Amaloin begiyon, should say, Rabbi Zeira ama asur. And Rabbi La answered that just because Rabbi Zeira prohibited it, must I also prohibit it? I say that it is permitted, since one could remove the lining by pulling through a hole there, so it's not called connected to the shoe. Moi Rabbi La behen de yilbash daudasin de amar al gabi daudasin de kitan to asa de lo shalach ilaye lo shalach ay. Rabbi La agrees that one may not wear wool socks on top of linen socks, since one cannot remove the lower one without removing the upper one. Avoid Rabbi Safra, Shalom Rabbi Zeira, Mao Mitan Pritin, Goy Gulsa, Umikatrinan, Bechut Tekitan, Mao Mitan Pritin, Goy Sadine, Umikatrinan, Bechut Dama. Rabbi Safra's father asked Rabbi Zeira, may one put coins into his woolen coat and tie them with a linen cord, and may one put coins into a linen handkerchief and tie them with a wool cord? Amalei Chacham Rebbe Larav, Huna, to Rav Huna Amar Asa, Ravina Amar Asa. Rabbi Zeira answered, does the rabbi know that Rav Huna is a great person, as he prohibits it as well as Ravina? Shmuel Amar Mutter, Rabbi Yaakov Amar Ba'acha B'Shem Rabbi Yossa Amar Mutter. Shmuel permits it, and Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha, citing Rabbi Yossa, also permits it.